Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is loading. SteveJonesShow.com audio is sponsored by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call them at 800-609-9484 or visit them online at REWfinancial.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. We're in the beautiful Sunbury Motor Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And the Lenape Solar Hotline is open today at 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Today's show brought to you by our good friend Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Rick's phone number? Well, you can get a hold of Rick at 800-609-9484. That's 800-609-9484. Or visit online at REWfinancial.com. Well, today's show, we'll talk with Nate Mink, Ben Jones from StateCollege.com. We'll also hear from Dave Ennett, the play-by-play voice of Northwestern football. And coming up about 3 hours from now, we'll be down at Damon's for the Penn State football show. Bill O'Brien will join me from that, 6.05 to 7 o'clock this evening, taking your questions, your calls, and your comments. Again, that will be 6.05 to 7 this evening from Damon's with Bill O'Brien as we get a feel for Penn State and Northwestern, which will be Saturday at Beaver Stadium with a noon kickoff, and we'll be on the air with the pregame show outside the Jordan Ticket Center beginning at 10:30. Another intriguing show coming up today, which we'll talk about the game and talk about the baseball playoffs and find if there's any other area where we can ruin the memories of Kevin's childhood. Today, we'll talk about the Tooth Fairy. But first, above the noise, Dan Patrick.
Congratulations. Now that you've gone to Sunbury Motors, that vehicle of your dreams is now a reality. To keep it running at its absolute best, you can rely on the experts at Sunbury Motors Service Department. They offer a wide range of car repairs and service updates, including general repairs and that all-important regular maintenance. If a factory recall is the issue, Sunbury Motors Service Department can handle them all, from all the major manufacturers like Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln. All warranty service and repair is done with the utmost care because they treat your vehicle just like it's their own. Whether you need an oil change, transmission service, brakes, or even engine repair, Sunbury Motor Company has you covered. From the smallest item all the way up to the largest, the service department at Sunbury Motor Company will do it all with the same attention to detail. Visit sunburymotors.com to use their handy schedule service to make your next appointment. Or call 888-536-8017. Sunbury Motor Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And on routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Hi, I'm Rick Weibel from REW Financial. I strive to take an eagle-eye approach to your financial future to help give you the freedom to make powerful decisions. I work with you to help you find the discipline you need to get the results you want. I don't believe in just setting it up and letting things go. I'll always be looking to see how we can make things better. REW Financial is an independent company committed to the highest standards of integrity, ethics, and value throughout your financial journey. See us in Lewisburg and Brook Park Farm. Call 800-609-9484 or visit us online at rewfinancial.com.
Homeowners and business owners, listen up. What if you could make an investment in something that will never lose its incredible value? Invest in the most abundant commodity there is, the sunshine. Lenape Solar can show you how an investment in a photovoltaic or solar thermal energy system can pay you back through saving money and energy with a great rate of return. In fact, an investment in solar energy pays it forward to your great-grandchildren and to the planet's future. Lenape Solar is your trusted local source for solar energy and energy efficiency solutions. Experts in renewable energy legislation and incentives with professional and certified installers. Take the path towards energy independence by investing in solar energy with Lenape Solar. This is Tanya Diddy, and I invite you to schedule your free energy consultation today by calling 570-286-1496, visiting Lenape Solar at 140 South 2nd Street in Sunbury, or find us online at lenapesolar.com.
You're invited to a celebration. Healthy Woman, a Sunbury Community Hospital resource, is presenting its 6th anniversary celebration and health expo on Tuesday, October 9th at the Shikellamy High School. The Healthy Woman Expo will run from 5 to 6 p.m., followed by a presentation by special guest speaker Elizabeth Smart from 6 till 7:30. Tickets are $10 a person. For reservations, call 286-3450.
Welcome back to the Steve Jones Show. Kevin Herr in the studio, Sunbury Motor Studios, where Steve Jones will join us here in just a moment. As we talked about yesterday, Bobby Valentine gone as the manager of the Red Sox. About 162 games on the dot, they decided to leave him go. Red Sox finishing 69-93. Big reasons to do that besides just the record. But Boston finished in last place in the American League East for the first time since 1992. Valentine did have 1 year left on his contract. Red Sox never contended for the postseason in 2012. And, of course, he had several challenges that he and the team could not conquer, most of which we've talked about on this program and one we talked about yesterday. And that's the situation where he just wasn't there for his players in one form or another. Said he understood the decision. This year in Boston has been an incredible experience, that he's disappointed in the results, as are the ownership and the great fans of the Red Sox Nation. He says he was privileged to be part of the 100-year anniversary of Fenway Park and honored to be in a uniform with such great players and coaches. Best to the organization. I'm sure next year will be a turnaround year. He also had the tumultuous season. And the 62-year-old Valentine gone as manager of the Red Sox, as we had talked about. It looks like there might be a couple of interviews coming up, too, for some coaching positions. We'll talk about that. Maybe Terry Francona looking to possibly interview with the Indians. The former Red Sox Philly manager interviewing Friday with the club, which fired Manny last week following the second half collapse. On Thursday, Sandy Alomar Jr. will have his formal interview to become the Indians' full-time manager. Alomar, who served as the acting manager and bench coach, was named the interim manager with 6 games left. Indians 2-3 under Alomar heading into the finale Wednesday against the White Sox. And Major League Baseball in general now focusing on the postseason, and more specifically, focusing on the wild card games that are coming up. That is St. Louis and Atlanta tomorrow afternoon at 5, and the Orioles and the Rangers 8:30 on Friday evening. So we'll talk more about that a little bit later on too. Penn State and Nittany Lions are getting ready for Northwestern. That game coming up here on Saturday on WKOK. Steve and Jack will have the call at noon or a little bit thereafter. It is a 10:30 tailgate show out at Beaver Stadium with Roger Corey and the guys. So be listening for that later on this weekend. Another thing we could talk about today, Steelers-Eagles. I don't know. I mean, even as a Steeler fan, this game just doesn't excite me as much as it would have if it would have been like it was a handful of years ago in the Super Bowl when both teams ended up losing their respective championship games. That would have been an interesting couple of weeks before the Super Bowl. But instead, it happens during the regular season. The Steelers will get back the way it appears. Looks like Harrison's definitely going to be back. Looks like Mendenhall will be back. And it appears as though Troy Polamalu will be back. And as we've talked about many times, the Steelers' defense just isn't the same without those two guys. It's just not the same. Now, the Eagles are just right now, trying to get things settled down. I mean, they're with the wins that they have not been stellar wins. Their quarterback has been injured most of the season already, and that includes all the way back in August. So that's something I think that a lot of Eagles fans are worried about right now. Can Vic withstand a Harrison legal and or illegal hit?
Forgot I was doing the TMZ show again.
I was saying the Eagles Steelers matchup. Just I don't know. There's something that just it's not overly exciting to me.
Well, for one thing, it's not a rivalry. Let's start there.
That may be the reason.
I mean, that's one of the big problems with actually Pennsylvania sports. The rivalries have all gone away. Penguins and Flyers, for example, are not in the same division. Pittsburgh doesn't have an NBA team. The Steelers and the Eagles are in different conferences. The Phillies and Pirates have not been in the same division for decades now. And because of that, you don't have rivalries in this state. You just don't have it. And the next part is, in all this, is that, you know, even in college football, for example, Penn State and Pitt haven't played for a long time. They're going to play a little bit later. Penn State-Temple really isn't a rivalry. You can't really have a rivalry with a school that hasn't beaten you since 1941. That's not a rivalry. That's why West Virginia-Penn State, oh, the rivalry. Rivalry what? They went 30 years between wins, 29. Syracuse-Penn State, the Syracuse-Penn State rivalry. They won twice from 1970, twice in 20 years Syracuse won. Twice. That's no rivalry. It's like saying Oklahoma and Kansas have a rivalry in football. Really? It doesn't become a rivalry till each team can beat each other. And you can't have a rivalry unless you're playing each other all the time. And Pennsylvania is a state that should have strong, deep-seated rivalries and doesn't. For whatever reason, this state is split up all the time. Penguins-Flyers, not same division. Eagles-Steelers, not even in the same conference. Okay, Philadelphia, there's no NBA component in Pittsburgh. And, of course, we just went through college football. Same thing. I mean, just not. And the Eagles and Steelers is another game where there will be temporary bragging rights, but it's not a rivalry. Pittsburgh-Baltimore is a rivalry. Philadelphia and the Giants, a rivalry. Can't have a rivalry unless, A, you're playing each other all the time, and, B, they have the ability, each team has the ability within a five-year span to beat each other. Just can't have it.
I think our resident Eagles fan, Allie Stevens, is on line one for you, Steve.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Allie. How are you today?
I'm good. I just wanted to clarify something that Kevin just said about my quarterback being injured, which is not correct because he's not injured.
No, I don't know. I didn't say he was injured now. I said he spent most of the year injured so far.
No, he hasn't.
Allie's actually correct. He hasn't.
Oh, I disagree.
What are you talking
about? He has not. I mean, he was injured last season in the fall, but in a whole nother year.
Yeah, he got bumped up in the preseason. The regular season, he's been healthy.
Well,
the backup quarterback hasn't taken a snap yet.
Right. He's been playing hurt, though. He has not been 100%.
He's not hurt.
Okay. All right. I stand corrected.
I just want to make sure you know he's not hurt.
Okay.
He's not.
All right. I apologize. I thought he was playing hurt the last couple of games is the story that I read, but I'm overwhelmed.
Allie. Yes. Now do you understand every day what I go through? Every day.
Well, I go through it too, but just off the radio, not on the radio. So.
Thank you. That's nice.
I had to stand up for my guy because I think he's going to play a great game coming off. I mean, I know he struggled the first few games, but I think he got on a roll with the Giants, and I think he's ready to play a really big game against the Steelers, and
Yeah, he played a great game against the Giants because I think he played a game that was under control. The problem that he gets into as a quarterback is when he becomes a wild card, he takes too many chances.
Right.
And the great quarterbacks, the ones that are in that elite five or six group, don't take as many chances. They're selective as to the chances they take. And Vic takes too many chances, and he's a little bit loose with the football, loose in terms of how he carries it.
Definitely.
Of course, he takes more hits than anybody else because he runs more than anybody else. But he also, the accuracy, he had accuracy against the Giants. He is not consistently accurate to be an elite quarterback.
Yeah, I agree. But I think what he did differently was against the Giants, he got the ball out quickly. He didn't hang on to it and wait mm-hmm. and wait and then, you know, end up creating a turnover. He just threw the ball as, you know, got it out of his hands as quick as possible. And I think that's why he was more successful.
I absolutely agree with you. I think you're right on the mark. I absolutely agree with you.
All right. Well, I just had to tell Kevin he was wrong.
Well, so. I just got a text that said I should have used the term bruised, not hurt. So, all right, bruised. My apologies.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks. Well done. You've alienated someone else.
That's the list is long and growing longer.
Boy, I'll tell you, this show hasn't helped you.
Bruised. That's a good way to put it, though. Bruised. I like that.
Well, that's what you are in this show. You're bruised.
Bruised.
Look, there's a big difference between being hurt and being injured.
That's true. That's a very good point.
I mean, all kidding aside, there is a big difference between being hurt and being injured. Today's show, at 3:35, we're going to hear from Josh Brandwein. He's the head coach of Penn State women's ice hockey, because for the first time ever, Penn State is going to play varsity women's ice hockey, and they will open the season Saturday afternoon at Vermont. And then at 4:06, we will then venture to Chicago, and we will talk with Dave Ennett, the play-by-play voice of Northwestern football.
Spanning the globe.
And then we'll talk to Kevin's guest that he lined up at 4:35.
I did.
My point. 1-800-795-9565 in the Lenape Solar Hotline. Today's show being brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC.
I'm playing with a bruised ego.
That was stripped away almost a year ago.
You're right.
Oh, boy. I actually have some more Mythbusters for you in the next half hour that will crush your childhood.
No.
Taking your calls at 800-955. This is the Steve Jones Show on New 1070 now from the Sutter Studio. Here's Steve Jones.
Valentine fired today. Brett State.
You're leading it.
I was there the day they passed. Steve, what do you think of that one? I said, bad move. He won't make it through a year.
Well, he calendar year or a year of big
calendar year.
Oh, okay. Well, then you'd be right.
It's John Farrell of the Toronto Blue Jays comes to mind right away. Jose Oquendo, the third base coach for a long time with the Cardinals. And another intriguing guy is Ryan Sandberg. Ryan Sandberg was just moved up by the Phillies to be their third base coach. Charlie Manuel's 68 years old now. Was that move made with the idea he is the heir apparent to being Charlie Manuel's replacement? If not, then he becomes a viable candidate for the Red Sox managerial job. Today's show sponsored by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call 800-609-9484. That's 800-609-9484. Or visit online at rewfinancial.com. Rick, one of the great guys. Say hi to Rick. Say hi to Lee. And we're the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And the Lenape Solar Hotline, which has already been active today and is about to be active in a few moments, at 1-800-795-9565. Powered by Lenape Solar. Go to LenapeSolar.com. Time now to go to the Lenape Solar Hotline, and time to bring in the head coach of the Penn State women's ice hockey team. They begin varsity play Saturday at Vermont. They'll go to Burlington, play Saturday afternoon at 2 against Vermont, and then play UVM again on Sunday. And then they have their home opener with Syracuse on Saturday the 13th, just 9 days away. In fact, they will play 8 out of their next 10 at home after this weekend. We bring in the head coach of the Nittany Lions, Josh Brandwein. Josh, welcome. Great to have you with us.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Well, here we go. A new era. Saturday night, nice, easy, soft assignment at Vermont. But just the thought that it is varsity women's ice hockey at Penn State, what does that feel like here about 48 hours away from dropping the puck?
You know, I think it's taken until now 48 hours away for it, for the reality to really set in, because we've been grinding away at this, not just for the last couple weeks as our full training camp opened up, but really for the last 15 months and sort of in terms of building and growing this program. And you grind and you push and you grind and you push. And then, like you said, it's 48 hours away. Here we go.
You have two seniors on this team. What have they meant to you, at least getting this thing rolling?
Oh, they're great kids. Lindsay and Kate, you know, I had the opportunity to work with them last year during the transition year to the varsity level. And they're just everything that you want in a Penn State student athlete and somebody who's going to represent Penn State. They're great students. They're even better people. They're committed to the success of this program, and they're so honored to be a part of it and willing, ready, and able to contribute in any way possible.
I want to talk about the recruiting part of it for a second, Josh. There's certain elements, for example, when the announcement was made that Penn State was going to ice hockey, I know I had several friends of mine in say, this is incredible. But there's a women's component to this. The reaction that Penn State, of all schools, went to women's ice hockey, what kind of buzz has that set off in that community?
You know what, it's been neat, and again, sort of circling back to the last 15 months, because two summers ago, at so many points during last season, during the season, and then again grinding away this summer, we've been on the road, we've been everywhere, we've been in Ontario, we've been in New England, we've been in Minnesota. This Penn State speaks for itself. This place is awesome. As you know, it's an amazing academic experience, first and foremost, and the atmosphere in terms of the fans. We have the greatest fans anywhere in the world here at Penn State and in-state college. You put all those things together, the great education, the tremendous athletic program, and the fan experience, just the response has been awesome everywhere we've been.
One freshman, Jill Holdcroft, tell us a little bit about her and what she could possibly mean.
She is one of the hardest working kids, and I remember we had an opportunity to see her fairly early on in the process, and the work ethic is there and the skill is there, and she's just gotten so much better over the course in her own game over the last 15 months. It's just been great to see, and again, she's emblematic of what we're looking for in terms of commitment to academics and commitment to citizenship and willingness to do really anything to help the team be successful. One of the things that we really take pride in is shot blocking, and wow, has she set an example in that during training camp early on in the season. She's been a machine.
And that takes a special mentality to do that, because you know you're absorbing the shot.
Yes, and she wears it as a badge of honor. You can just see she takes such pride in it. It's just really great to see.
Tell us a little bit about Taylor Gross and Jenna Welsh, a couple of juniors that apparently have stepped up for you in camp.
Absolutely. The on-ice play, their skill and their ability speaks for itself, but what they're contributing to this program goes way beyond what they're going to do so incredibly successfully in their own individual games. They're tremendous mentors. They're great leaders for these kids because they've had Division I experience. They've been there and done that, and they're going about their leadership the right way. It's very much mentorship and taking young kids under their wing and really helping them feel confident, and it's made a huge difference for us in training camp.
All right, let's talk about the goaltending part of it. Now, obviously, it's going to be one of the keys. It will in every single game you play.
Absolutely. In the sport of ice hockey, we call goaltending the great equalizer.
Yeah. What do you think?
Well, I've been very pleased in what I've seen in camp. First and foremost, we've got three goaltenders here, and their chemistry has been phenomenal. They're obviously competing as hard as they can, but the support for each other is there. They don't have the deficit mindset. They have the abundance mindset where they're competing with themselves as an individual to get as strong at the position as they can, and at the same time they're supporting each other, and it's enormous. Goaltending chemistry will really drive a lot of chemistry with the rest of the team because only one of them can play at a time. And for the rest of the team to see that they're all supportive of one another has made a huge difference for us.
Part, of course, of playing varsity hockey, Division I hockey, means you have to step up and play some of the best. Out of the gate, you get Vermont with back-to-back games in Burlington. You know, give us just a read on them.
Well, there's a lot of excitement in the UVM program right now. They have a fabulous new coach in Jim Plumer, and it's somebody who I have tremendous respect for. And, you know, he's one of the best in the business, and it's just a great opportunity for him and great opportunity for that program. Coming out of an incredibly powerful conference in Hockey East, they're at home. It's their alumni weekend. We're on the road. I love the fact that we're on the road opening up. I think it's great for bonding and team chemistry. And, you know, Vermont's got a lot of very well-deserved high expectations for their program this year. So we're heading up there. We're looking forward to the opportunity to play and challenge ourselves and give it our very best shot. It's going to be an exciting weekend.
You also have, after that, the next two at home with Syracuse on what is opening weekend. The men will play on Friday night. Then you get back-to-back home games with Syracuse.
Yes.
Then a quick trip to Sacred Heart for a couple. Then you have six in a row at home. Can this fall part of the schedule start to at least give you a feel with fan base, especially during that six-game homestand, to start bonding with them?
Absolutely. And again, we're blessed as a part of this great community here in State College and a part of the Penn State community to have just the greatest fans anywhere. And so it's going to be a great opportunity for the State College community and Penn State students to see the brand of play and just how enthusiastic a group we have, how competitive they are, and just how they get after it each and every shift and how aggressive they are. It's a fun game to watch, and I really think, as you indicated, that opportunity for our fans to be introduced to them multiple weekends in a row at a great time of year. There aren't the weather issues or anything else that can, you know, play a significant role in it then, like it might later on in the winter. It's just an exciting time for us.
Men's soccer has played a certain way. Women's soccer has played a certain way. Each has their own really intriguing elements to it. What about women's ice hockey? What is the intriguing element of women's ice hockey that is a draw that a fan's going to enjoy?
I think skill, speed, the sheer just enthusiasm that the kids play the game. And then I think one of the nuances is the subtle physicality of the game. And that's one of the differences between men's and women's hockey. There isn't the full-on body checking, but wow, there are some great battles legally. Because, you know, body contact in certain cases is very legal in women's hockey. It's not a no-contact game. It's a no-direct checking game. And so you've got battles that take place angling on forechecking and in the corner and in front of the net. And it's got to be done so you stay out of the penalty box, but it's intense. And it takes an awful lot to make it done right. And I think that's one of the neat things fans will be able to look for in terms of how they watch the game play out.
Part of the bonding process also emanates from the coaching staff, when the coaching staff is close-knit. Tell us a little bit about your coaching staff and what they've meant to you.
Oh, just so blessed to have a great group. You know, Mo Strummel, our director of hockey operations and video coach, is somebody I've known for years, you know, going back over the last decade and a half. So, you know, it's such an important part of what we do. And how he gets things organized for us every day. And then Gina Kearns and Casey McCullian could not be blessed with two better assistant coaches and the job they're doing in so many different ways. They both played NCAA collegiate hockey. They've both played fairly recently, so they're a great support system and role models for our young team. We've got great sort of positional balance amongst the coaching staff. You know, Casey's a former women's college goaltender, so she's our goaltending coach. Gina had a phenomenal career at Boston University. She was their first recruit when they started their program, so she's lived the experience as a new program, so she's just invaluable from that aspect. And they're both tremendous recruiters, and they're just able to connect you know, with kids and families and coaches and everything that they do. So I'm very lucky. We've got a great staff here.
Obviously, this will be a year that you'll play at Greenberg, but what have they told you about the progress of Pegula?
It appears like everything is on schedule. You know, I sort of purposely go out of my way to make sure I drive by there on a regular basis. And it's a neat time for the construction phase because you see visible changes so frequently. You know, I was away for a couple days late in the summer and came back, and I'm like, ooh, walls, cool. And so now you got trusses going in, and now you got preparations for the roof and whatnot. It's just it's really becoming a reality, and it's just going to be the crown jewel of college hockey as far as facilities go.
Yeah, I saw they moved the big crane in there. I thought, uh-oh, they're getting ready to put the roof on. When they put the roof on, it's really going to
– Yeah, and that is one big crane, by the way.
Yeah, that is one big crane. This year, though, it means Greenberg, an intimate setting, a fun setting. What can that intimate setting mean for the girls and their level of play that they can absorb from the fans?
I think, obviously, we're all, as you think about it long term, counting the months till we're moving into Pegula Arena. But in the short term, I think there's a real silver lining for us in Greenberg. You know, you think about it from a community standpoint, and families and children coming to our game, they're going to get that up-close personal view of who our student-athletes are, and I think that's really meaningful for members of the community. And then our student section is going to be right on top of the glass. And, you know, we're going to take a real grassroots approach to packing that student section and get them right on top of the visitor's goal and really create a smaller version of the environment that we're going to be moving towards in Pegula as it grows and grows in terms of the fan base.
As a former icer, and knowing that 48 hours from now you'll actually be in the first period, okay, what is running through your mind? Because you were there when they were hoping there would be varsity men's hockey, let alone you being the head coach of a women's hockey program.
You know, I don't think I've quite summed it up for myself in the way you just summed it up for me, so I appreciate that. It's, you know, there'll be so many different emotions, and, you know, there's so much for us as a coaching staff to do in that particular moment. You know, I think the real moment for me will likely be, you know, we've got practice, you know, still coming up here in terms of preparation, and we got plenty to work on. You know, this is an ongoing building process we're putting in place here. I think the neat elements are going to be, you know, sort of those just few moments of downtime, you know, maybe in between pregame warm-up and when everything's in place and the kids are getting ready, where I'll be able to sort of do that reflective piece on it and be like, wow. This is neat. This has been, you know, so many, you know, years in the making, and, you know, just so appreciative to Kim and Terry Pegula and their generosity, because we're here because of, you know, their incredible generosity. It'll certainly really sink in and be very real at that moment.
Well, you and I go back a long way. I couldn't be happier for you. I know it's going to be a long road, but I still wish you nothing but the best this weekend. We'll talk to you next week because you'll have your home weekend, and we want to get people in the building for you.
Absolutely, Steve. I really appreciate it. It was great to talk to you today.
Josh Brandweem, the head coach of the Penn State women's ice hockey program, their first ever varsity game Saturday in Burlington against Vermont. 4:06, we go to Chicago and talk with the play-by-play voice of Northwestern football, Dave Ennett. Today's show being brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call Rick at 800-609-9484 or visit online at rewfinancial.com. With the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And, of course, the Lenape Solar Hotline is open at 800-795-9565. We'll go back, take those calls, talk with you. Dave Ennett, 4:06 from Chicago. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. We'll talk with Dave Ennett, the play-by-play voice of Northwestern football, in the next half hour. Tomorrow, Nate Mink, Ben Jones, StateCollege.com. Also got our friend Bob Buhner in tomorrow for a little bit. And I'm sure Kevin will say something that stirs the pot on the TMZ hotline.
And if it doesn't, I'll just make something up. I've been known to do that.
Oh, boy. See, that's where, like, for example, you get upset with me.
Why?
Because I tell you what actually happened, and you get upset.
Well, I mean, you know, I kind of look at things from a different perspective than you do. I mean, I want to look at things like the fan looks at things. You look at things with facts and the way things actually happen and with insight. I don't like that. I like looking at it from my fan point of view.
Well, it certainly makes for a well-rounded show. Today's show brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call 800-609-9484 or visit online at rewfinancial.com. Sunbury Motors, our beautiful Sunbury Motors studio, sponsored by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and that Let It Be Solar hotline is open at 1-800-795-9565. It's powered by Let It Be Solar. Visit them online at letitbesolar.com. And we'll talk with Dave Ennett about Northwestern football in the next half hour. They're bidding to go 6-0 for the first time since 1962 when Ara Parseghian was their coach. That's how far back it goes. Back when Ara beat Notre Dame 3 years in a row, and Notre Dame finally said, we need to hire this guy.
I was going
to
say, is that when they said we should hire this guy?
Yep, exactly. Beat him 3 years in a row, and he was like, I think we should hire the dude. I think we've kind of had enough, don't you think? Yeah. So that's what they did. They hired him. And, of course, he had a great run at Notre Dame. An absolutely marvelous man. You know, it was a combination of talking football and also talking about his grandchildren that suffer from a rare disease. And we talked about that and the deep caring of a grandparent. But I was probably about, I'd say 4 or 5 years ago. Sat down, did a half hour with him. He was fabulous. But in the lore of Northwestern, it went from Ara Parseghian until finally Gary Barnett. They got back on track, and they won the 1995 Big Ten Championship and went to the Rose Bowl, where they lost to Keyshawn Johnson at USC. And then they actually won a share of the championship in 96. So from 95 until now, this has been really the golden era of Northwestern football. And they're off to their third 5-0 start in the last 4 years.
Wait, Keyshawn Johnson, there's just a name I haven't heard in a while. And every time I hear it, all I can think of is just throw me the dang ball.
Yeah. Yes.
Of course, I changed a word there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and that was the era of receivers where they were screaming for the ball all the time. You had to throw the ball to Keyshawn Johnson. You had to throw the ball to Terrell Owens. You had to throw the ball there. And you sit there and, you know.
Where is he now?
ESPN.
That's my point.
Making a lot of money.
Maybe. Maybe he's just surviving.
Very true. But, I mean, I felt that was a bad era in the NFL. The players, give me the ball. It's like, give you the ball. You're not good enough. Keyshawn Johnson, you know what? He was in the NFL, he was a possession receiver. I mean, those are dime a dozen.